Today's chibur Yad Hashem is going to be on Be'erech, Be'etzim, Sif Chav Aleph and Chav Beis. All different scenarios. I'm going to share with the Olam a couple of cases, and we'll play it out. A number of chidushim, halacha l'maisa, and some of it just basically organizing in lamdis. If someone would buy maisa shoyka achaya, someone bought medicine, I think it was for an ear infection, bought medicine, and decided that they're going to play it out and see if how the ear infection goes before they try the medicine. We don't try to pump kids with medicine. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this time was able to do without medicine, was able to heal the child, Baruch Hashem. And they decided, so now they don't need medicine, you can't save it anyway for a long period of time. So they poured the medicine in the sink to throw it in the garbage. As they were pouring the medicine in the sink, they saw that the medicine was all spoiled. It was bubbly, it was discolored, it was not uniform. There was obviously something wrong with the medicine. The shaila was, could a person tain a mekach toyis, mitzad echod, they bought medicine. Let's assume that that's a raya, that it was there, b'shas the mechira. So mitzad echod, they bought medicine that was damaged, so it's a mekach toyis. Mitzad sheini, v'sket eron. Who cares if the medicine was good or not good? L'maisa is, machbat l'chod. You didn't use it anyway. For pouring it down the sink, a discolored, the damaged medicine is just as good as good medicine to pour it down the sink. Do you have a right to tain a mekach toyis or not? So Olam's giving me faces. That means Olam holds its pashit. They could give it back. Okay, very good. Pashit, that's l'choy, should be the halakha. There's a Meiri over here. The Meiri says that he's mesupik. He says, if you case a buy where you bought Zerei Negino, or if you made up that you're buying Zerainim, and his Lashon is, so it means even if you know for sure that the Zerainim were no good, V'ira Sibaham Afsi Dasan, and something came about that ruined the Zerayim, Belav Hachi, that even had it been good Zerayim, the Zerayim would have been ruined anyway, Kagoyim Barad, like a case where it was Barad, that means you bought seeds, you planted it, it was a terrible year anyway, it was Barad, so even if the seeds would have been good, nothing would have grown. But Lamaisa, the seeds weren't good. So you have a mekach toyis, but machbat l'chod, there was a mekach toyis, even if it would have been good zroim, it wouldn't have grown anyway because of the bad weather. The Meiri is mesupik m'hu chayev b'chriyusen. He's mesupik if the seller is chayev or not. Seemingly, I don't have any better pshat in the Meiri, but seemingly the Meiri is mesupik on this side that mitzad echad ozavadim mekach toyis, mitzad sheni, vasketer on, anyway, even if it had been good seeds, the borrower would have ruined it. What's the din? The problem with this Meiri L'chari is it's a Mishnah Fakert. The Mishnah B'chari says, there's a Mishnah B'chari that says that if I buy an animal and I find out it's a treif, the whole halacha is what to do. But one of the cases was, I bought an animal, I sold it to a guy, I fed it to my dogs anyway, and afterwards I found out it was a treifa. The halacha is a mekach tois, and just you have to reckon the difference. I, lemaisa, got a value out of the animal of demei treifa, because I sold it to a guy, I gave it to a dog. So I already got the mehano of a treifa. The Mishnah says that it's a mekach toyis, and I get back the moisa, means I paid $100 for a kosher animal, and the demei treifa, let's say, is worth only $75. So I pay the seller $75, and he gives him back $25 on top. So you see in the Mishnah that it's a vada, it's a mekach toyis. Now in that case, was gave me on if it was a treifa or not. I anyway fed it to the dogs or gave it to a guy. Yet you see that that's not a cheshbon. Vivait, to the extent that mitzad ha-moichi, he sold me something that was damaged, I have a recht for a mekach toyis, even though it's machbat l'cho, it doesn't make a difference to the lokeach. L'cho, it's a foolish Mishnah that b'chai gano would be a mekach toyis.
Can you use
I said over the Lashon and Meiri, you can say whatever you want. The Lashon and Meiri was, I don't have it here, but the way I have got it in thing is it's Ira Siba Hamaf Sidosan Balafok Kigoyim Borod.
He didn't use it.
Sorry?
So you can't get that
Shtam. The Zroim, if it would have been good, the Zroim would have been damaged by the Borod.
The Zroim wouldn't have given you that Shtam. But over here, the medicine would have given you the shtam, so it would have been good. You decided to throw it out.
In the case of Bukharis?
In the case of the medicine and the case of Bukharis, you decided to give it to the dog. But the zach would have been roy if it would have been good.
Well, I decided to plant. I could have saved it for next season. I'll plant it next season and it would have been grown just fine. I decided to plant it this season. That was borrowed.
You can save it for next season. It's
Well, you can't say Zorayim. Zorayim you could say for shelf life is for years. I can't say Zorayim for season. I don't know. I was Zorayim are different than those Zorayim.
If you could,
even if it was inside, it would have been good. You couldn't save them for next season.
You could have pashtachel.
But
it's only
nagei
now. Now,
the Zorayim
anyways wouldn't have done
anything. Yeah, see, making a kimtiv. That was the case. If the Olam has any other pshat in the Meiri or any other chilek, let me know. If anyone has any raya to this shayla, I didn't find the shayla anywhere. This nakuda that if you bought something, it was anyway got damaged. So it's no nafkamina to look at because it's a mekar tezana. The only right I have is from a Mishnah. All right.
So here was no nafkamina because he fed it to him. How much did he get from the guy?
I get from the guy only the may trefa because that's all he's going to pay for me.
Uh-huh.
So the Mishnah Taka says, I give back the seller the may trefa and I tie in a mekar tezana.
The svar is also one of the tzad is well, and that's down the tzad to look at himself as well.
Nachumul? Anyway, still a chiddush. And still the Olam holds that from learning a sugi, you know, and lamed some mekatayis, pasha is mekatayis, and who cares what I did with it, or who cares what's going to happen. But all right, fine. Okay, another inyan, a small inyan also. It's also negei la'alacha. The Mechaber says at the end of Sif Kaf Aleph. So I didn't notify the seller of my intention of bringing it to a different place. It's b'shus lekeach, which Parsh Kepshuta means it's b'shus lekeach that even if it's avad or nignav, because that's what we're talking about before zelu mazeh. In the first case, when I was Mediyah. Here I was a Mediyah, so I raised a Bashus Lakeik, Ansha Yangs, and Mekak, Bemumu Lomaycha. Just to play it out, I think it's Pashab Shan, the Mechaba. That means I bought something, I didn't notify him I'm taking it to a different city. I found it, Chavetz, I brought it to New York. I found a problem in New York. I called up the seller and I said that I have a problem with this item. It's damaged. I want a Mekak Tais. Take back the item. Still, and if it now gets stolen or lost in New York, I'm going to be achroi for the item, even though I notified the seller, I want my money back, take back the item, it's a mecca toys, it's still b'shus lakeach, and I'm still achroi for avedo or gneva. Now, when I'm trying to be madgish, it's not just that I have a chiv to bring the item back, but I can't call a mecca toys, I still have a chreis of avedo and gneva, I'm still... Whatever, I'm still achroy on this item. I can't even get my money back from the moicha until achiyangsa mekach b'mumoy l'moicha. It's even more blatant in the Rishonim. Every Rishon has a different nuance of what he wanted to bring a raya from Zarei Negina. But if you look in the Meiri and the Ravid, they wanted from Zarei Negina. The shaila was is that kol zman, you don't give me back to Zarainim, maybe you can't even tie a mekach tois. And of them, no, you could tie in a mekach tois because you did what you were supposed to do with the item. I told you, leich vizra, whatever, it was understood that the intention was what you were supposed to plant it. So, mamel, if you plant it and it gets nifsad, I can't have a tie to give me back the item before I'm maxi the mois. Vice tois, that if I didn't do that, vice tois, if I. This case, and the Meiri and the Ravid, they learn out from there to this case. And if I take it to a different Medina and I did something that I was supposed to do, so I could tie in a mekach tois. And you can't tie in a first give it back to me before I give you back the money. Vice versa, if I brought it to a Medina and I had not notified you, then you would not be able to even tie in a mekach tois. You're not entitled to any of your money back until you bring me back the chayfetz. Kipshutai. Why am I making a big issue out of this? It's because it's fakir from my halacha. The halacha stated before, even though I did something that I didn't notify you, I did a mum acher, the halacha is the mekach is a mekach tois. Max, right? The mekach is bottle. Just what? I'll have to pay. Max a mekach gabaylov. Umashalim the mea mum sha'asam. Be'etzim it's a mekach tois. Be'etzim I deserve my money back. No, of us, I did something that I wasn't supposed to do, so I'll pay for that. So I'll pay for the damage I did. If that halacha would be applied here, really the halacha here should be is be'etzim it's a mekach tois, and your item is sitting in New York. take the item, it's over. Are you want to get me for bringing your item to New York? So what is the cost to transport an item from New York to New Jersey? $100. Fine, deduct $100, but the mekach is already bottled now. Give me back the $1,000 that I paid. You have a transportation problem of $100. Good, so deduct $100. Give me back my $900 now. Call it a day. I don't know you. You don't know me. And let me walk away from the item. And it should be your headache in New York. And it should be your gneva va'aved in New York if something happens to it. But the deal should be over. Here it sounds like that the deal is not over. It's still b'shus lokech. It's chayv gneva va'aved. There's no din of mekach toy. It's achen yach zeh mekach b'mumu l'maychem. Sorry? He's more than just a shem. He's a shem b'socha, if you know.
But if the
ratio with the mekach was bottle, the halach is afilu ovan and nignav achesher yadiu arei b'shutz meicha. Why? Because the mekach is bottle. I am still a shayim achinim. Let's say whatever the rishayim. Good, but from now on it's your headache, and I walk away from it. I could even the some rishayim said, okay, I can deposit it to be at bez and deposit it to someone else. I should do the same thing here. The mekach is bottle.
It's also
going
back to bring it back.
Well,
why is the
Gar from
every other
Shabbat? Okay, so like the Yadra Matab of Asra. So I have a Chiv to bring the Chavitz back.
Yeah.
Bahagufa Anu. All right.
Why should I make sure?
Even if that would be the case, I'll take it to the extreme. Even if that would be the case, maybe I don't have a Deek in the Mechaba, but from the other Rishonim, so the Halacha should be it's a Mekach bottle. I'm entitled to my money right now. Just, I'll have a chiyuvei shomrim until I bring it back to you. Right, but from the lashon of the Meiri and the Ra'iv, it is not mashma. That taina that the seller could say, I'm not giving you back the money until you bring me back the chavitz, you can't taina if you went to a medina and I knew about it. But vice versa, if I didn't know about it, you took it to a place you shouldn't have brought it, then b'chai gavna, I could taina, I am not giving you back the money until you bring me back the chavitz.
That is Mary Lamora learned to give like that also.
He learns.
Yod Gimel doesn't mean that the mekach is bottle and does the mazik, but he's bottle and you're not a mazik. He learns no. First, bring back the thing, and then.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Maxa Mecca, come shalom to me. I'm from Chosa. Yeah. Kipshuta, good. Fine. So Lachayra, what you have to say, Lachayra, it's not difficult, and that's maybe what you're touching on with Din Shoyim, the Yad Ramah, Yad Ramah actually says two surahs, whatever, is that it's Cholok. When you Shina Vasa Mamacher, you did something that's final, so at that point you have to make a Cheshbin. The Mekach is bottle, and Mimunaka, the Demeh Mum Sha'asa. Now Shankin over here, it's not final. We're going to tie it. I want it to be over, and you're stuck with it already. No, bring it back. You have Chiyuvim, just like a Shoyim has a Chiyuv to bring it back. So as Zayvite, we can understand that to be able to be Zaychav and Mekach takes as well. You got to bring it back. When it's not retrievable, when it's not returnable, so then the buck stops here. So now we have to make a cheshbon. How much you owe me for the minimum charge? How much I owe you to return the thing? But Kozman, it's Efshel Lasakin. Kozman, you could bring it back. You have the yechidus to bring it back. Then I could tain. I am not giving you back the money till you bring me back the chayfits. I'm saying over the rive in the mirror. So but what should come out then is a major nafkamina lahalach, and it's a chiddush din. Is that if a person, Maisa Shoya, what was the case? I'm trying to remember the case. A person bought, we'll make up a case. A person buys a material, buys a suit, and he fits the suit, he makes a number of alterations on the suit, which, let's say, it's not considered normal. Let's say normal is a crazy, make a coffee, do something. He did more alterations than that's considered normal. I don't remember the case, but something like that. So normal, you would say, okay, of course, Yoshino Vasim Mamacher, the Mekach is a Mekach bottle, and you have to just pay for the Me'amum Sha'asa. Like this, it's going to come out that to the extent that you could undo all those alterations, you could take out the stitches and bring it back to its former appearance, to its former state, then you don't even have a Rech to tain a Mekach Tois. It's not going to have the din of Mekach. The din is going to be just like Alikla Medina Cheres, that until you bring me back the Chavitz to its original state, Vivite it is a Mum Oive, you could return it to its original state, until you bring it back to original state, I will not give you back any money. It's going to come out of Chiddush Halacha. You didn't give it back. That's not good considering giving back. You didn't give me the item that I gave you. You didn't give it back to me.
You need a ma'aseh umah to get it back to its original state.
Well, you don't. It doesn't make a difference.
Maybe.
Well, I could schlep it myself. I don't have to get a porter to do it. I don't know my Zomen. Let's say something. If you need a Mais Omen to schlep it.
Maybe but that's not the usual case. I haven't heard of a case in my
head. I know. Most people, you get truckers to do it. You don't lift right. things. I don't know what's considered a Mais Omen.
But it could be
okay, so that means you're trying to say you have to know how vai to take the Chiddush. Okay, fine. You have to know what's considered.
If you got to rebuild it to rebuild the whole thing.
So no, rebuild. It could be upon a Chiddush as well.
So we're not going there.
No, I'm talking about undoing the stitches. Whatever it was, whatever I could undo all the stitches. First, probably you could, but even if you can't. But even if you can't, it's not upon a Chiddush. It will come back to the way it was. Let's say take a ham.
From the way now that it's altered, it's the way that it's going to come back, it could be called upon. Now it's a different size.
Okay, fine. I'll accept that. All right. Fine. All right, let's talk about what we're really supposed to be talking about, the Dinim HaShomrim on the Lekech. Another story. This is Maaseh Shehaya many years ago here in Lakewood. A person bought a car. It was a used car. He bought a used car. Shortly after he purchased the car, maybe a week later, the car conked out. It was a problem. He brought it to one of the mechanics here in town to check it out, to fix. And the mechanic found that the engine was shot. Something, I forgot, it was the transition, the engine. Something totally bad with the car. It was a mum. It was sitting by the mechanic. That night, the car was stolen off the mechanic's yard. And now the lekeach is going back to the seller and says, look, the mechanic says that it was a mum, it's a mekeach toys, give me back the money. And the seller says, well, give me back the car. He says, I can't give you back the car, it was stolen. So then you're achrayi for it being stolen. If you had a car and you're a shei mesach on the car, you can be chayiv for if you don't give me back the car, I'm not giving you back the money. That was the story. So the shayla is, now obviously he wasn't at fault, but the shayla is, what din shomer does this lekeach have? Is he a shei mechinim, which would be that he's not responsible for gneva v'aveda, or is he a shei mesach and he is responsible? Then we'll worry about him going to the next, going to the mechanic, we'll worry about what a Christ the mechanic has, tefiyah minig, whatever. But just in the initial stage between the seller and buyer, is the buyer achroi for that or not? Is he a shei mechinim or a shei mesach? So the Mechaber says in Sifchav Beis pretty clearly, Halakech mekach v'nimtza b'imum, v'akach ovar enignav, harayu b'shus halakech, the lakech is a shay mesachah. He finds a mum, and then it gets stolen, it gets ovar, he's a shus halakech, he's a shay mesachah, he's chay v'gneva v'aveinim. And Betzim, it's meduik like that in Sifchav Aleph as well, because Sifchav Aleph says, if you brought it to a different place, state over there, v'afilu ovar o'nignav, acharei shehediyu, harayu b'shus meicha, v'aistois, if it was before shehediyai, then it'll be b'shus lakek. I brought it to a different place, I had a right to bring it there, I found that there was a mum there, the halacha would be, if it would be ovar o'nignav, it would be b'shus lakek, until I'm in madia the bailam. Once I'm madia the bailam, I low my madrega to a shay mechinim. But before I'm madia the bailam, I'm going to be a shay mesach. Do state l'chayro, then I'm ashamed that every lekeach v'nimtza b'imum is going to be a shayim esacha. That's the chayim. All right. Why are you a shayim esacha? So the Rishonim say, the Yad Ramah, the Ravid, a lot of Rishonim say, the Svarah is, because you're tofes le'azuzi, tofes le'agri, just like there's a concept, chveis ve'mashkem, but other cases, that if I have something of yours, and with that I have a bitachon, I have a security on my money that I'm supposed to be getting back from you, so hayois, you're tofes le'agri, but here I know, I become a shoy mesach in the item. So to hear, the lekeach is looking to get back his money, a refund that he paid the seller, so hayois, he's holding on to the item, a security for that money, he's tofes le'azuzi, he's going to be a shayim esachah. Is this Dr. Rishayim Machar Avraim? Good. Sorry? I can't hear, sorry? That it's a? Well, what's the other Rishayim? Oh, good. No, I'm saying, to the extent that we paskin, the Machab in Sifcha Bey says Yashayim Esachah, and the Machab, I don't know who wrote the words Akhre Shadi, if it's Ramah or someone else, I'm not sure. But to the extent that the Mechab and Ramah doesn't argue in Sifcha Beis, that you're Shayim Mesachah, and Sifcha Vowel is a Madrik like that as well, why are you a Shayim Mesachah? Look how you're far in the Shayim Mesachah, because the toughest layers is it. We're going to get to it, but we'll get to it. You'll see it's not true at all. But about the Vowel and Sifcha Vowel, Chav Beis state, and Ramah should argue, right? And Ramah doesn't argue, it's Halacha Psuka, saying Sifcha Vowel, saying Sifcha Beis, that you're Shayim Mesachah on the item, Koidim Shehidiyah. So what's the Svarah? The Svarah is because the Tafas Le'azuzay. So, in fact, in the Sivis, See, he says he doesn't understand why you're tough as Zayazuzah. The halacha that if you're mashkin on Bishas Havah, Taisa says that you don't have the concept of tough as Zayazuzah. Taisa and Bab Metzia, why? Because what's also a Taisa? It means I gain by the fact that I have this mashkin. Well, I would be better off had I not given you the Havah in the first place. I didn't need the Havah and have it secured in the Havah. I'd rather not have given the Havah and had the money in the first place. So therefore, you didn't really do me any taiva. So I'm not going to be a Shai Masakha. So it's the same thing. Is the Lekeach better off by having the money deposited by the seller with a Chayv? Because he's better off had he not paid the seller in the first place. Better off not to pay the seller in the first place. So Mameli, he didn't have any mile of Tafas Layazuzi with this thing. So Nasivis argues with the Rishayna. And Mameli says it doesn't pass the Svar of Tafas Layazuzi. We'll get shortly to the Nesivis' own truth. And that's in the Kashan Nesivis shapes of Mishnan, because the halach is the Shak Paskins that Adkan places far as only by Mishkan and Bishasavah. By Mishkan and Shaloi Bishasavah, if I lent you yesterday and today I take a Mashkin, there the Shak Paskins, 9 days, that Avada I will be a Shai Masacha. Because today, once my money is already out, the fact that I have the chafetz, it is a mileage, it is an advantage to me. Had I not had your chafetz as a mashkin, I'd be vulnerable. You might not pay me. So having the mashkin in such a massive is a hanor for me and is a tafas layazuzay to make me a shayim asaka. Well, here too, I went into the deal to buy a chafetz. I wasn't coming to lend you money. I was going to buy a chafetz. I paid you the money. Now, you ask me, now that I found the mekka toys, am I better off without the chafetz or not? Well, right now, it's like a mishkan loy b'shasavah, avadam better off with the chavis, so avad I'd be a shayim mesacha. As I saw the akronim, there's a tumim like that over the 9 days, there's a different mishpat, a tabas achoshen. They all said the kasha of the nesivis, hefzach nishdan. I rather would like to be meisiv that a filu, if you hold, like the sheet that amashka mishloi b'shasavah is still a shayim mechinim, it's still, this is much better. The reason why Mishkan Shalom B'Shazavah is still a Shem Mechinim is because you look at the whole Matzav. Am I better off with the Havah, with the Mashkin, or without the Havah at all? So there you could say that you look at the whole picture, I'm still better off without the Havah. Here, I'm not coming to be native to you. I'm not trying to give you a loan. I was trying to profit. I needed this item. What a profit. I needed this Chavetz to buy. I was trying to purchase an item. Don't tell me, Kapi Shmai Galia, I thought I was buying a chavis. I wanted to go through with the deal. For me, not for you. I wanted to go to Tevas Atzmi to go through the deal. So now once I bought it, and now I find there's a mum, am I better off having the chavis or not having the chavis? I'm better off having the chavis as a mashkin. Alright. The Nesivis himself says a couple of terutzim. Different eights is why you're Shai Masacha. One eight that he says is because you could be Mekadosh and Isha with it and buy Kark and Avodim with it. You have a Schus and a Mashkin, but Chayv is kind of Mashkin. So Mamela, that should make me into a Shai Masacha. And then his other eight is the reason why you're Shai Masacha is because maybe you'll find somebody who's willing to pay a lot and you might profit from the item. So it's like a Chveza, Lokeh, Kliam, Nasavakar, that type of a Svara that you chance to profit. So Mamela, Bahi, I know you become a Shai Masacha. There's two different reasons why here should become a Shai Masacha besides the Rishayim Svara. So let's take one at a time. The first part he says is because I have like a Mashkin, I'm a Koina Mashkin, and with that I can make a Maisa King, I can be Makadash and Isha. The Maisa Taisa Taka uses that Svara by Mishkan Shalabi Shasavar, that out that Svara, you but I think it's totally chalak from there to here. Always, the case is I lent you money and now I'm taking a mashkin. So lemaisa, I have a tisefes hanor in this mashkin. Betzim the loiva owes me money. But chutz from the loiva owing me money and getting my money back, I have a tisefes hanor having the mashkin that I could do a maisekina. I could be a mekadesh anisha, I could buy karka and avodim with it. Over here, it is a catch 22. Betzim, I can't be Mekadosh and Nisha with it. If I'm going to be Mekadosh and Nisha with this Chayfetz, I won't be able to tie a Mekak Toys anymore. If I find out there's a Mum, and then I use the Chayfetz, I can now tie a Mekak Toys. It's the Ein L'Chosh Tam Shiz Golda Mizeh. I used it, I missed the dice, I sold it, I can't tie a Mekak Toys anymore. So, B'chai Gavna, that I was Mekadosh and Nisha, Shkoyach, I was Mekadosh and Nisha, but I lost my money. So, you didn't get... If I had the money, I could also be Mekadosh and Nisha. You have to show me what mile I have of having a mashkin chutz from the fact that my money is out by you. So by Havah, Mishkan Shalom B'Shazav, I have this Tesefes Hanor. Over here, Vivayt, I tried to exercise and use the mashkin to be Mekadosh and Nisha, then I lost my money. So then you didn't do me any toiva. I paid you for that Hishtamjes. If I go over to you and I'll pay you an extra $100, I could be Mekadosh and Nisha. You did me a toiva, there's no Hanor. Well, that's what I did. I lost. I forfeited my money that I paid you. So with that, I paid you for that Hanor to be Mekadosh. So the first Svar in Sivis is a Pelagodom. I don't know what he's talking about. What do you mean? No, by the case of Shmuel, even by Shmuel, when I give it to an Isha, the Isha could collect a Chayiv now. So at the end of the day, the Loiv is always a Chayiv for the whole principle of the Chayiv. She'll be owed to the Isha, who cares? But he owes the whole money. And on top of the money that he owes, it's a Tosefes Anov, a Mashkin. Here there's no Tosefes Anov, a Mashkin. So Memelo, what's going on? All right, the second Svar of the Nesivis is equally troubling. The second Svar is that I have a chance to profit. I can go and maybe I'll find somebody who's willing to pay more for the item. Betzim, the Svar is, the halacha is, that if you have that Svar, that you have a chance to profit, Betzim, you're a shoyl, not just a shoyl mitzacha. The Baz HaChayshin is going to make the problem look like that. Already, it should really be a shoyl. The halacha is the only chayfa gnev of Aveda. And Betzim, if you ask me, I would tell you the whole thing makes no sense. It's really fakert. The halacha is, the only time you're a shoyl, the only time you have that hanoah, that you have a chance of profit, if it's a Zvina Kharifa, it's a great deal, so you mamish have the upper hand, you're going to find somebody for sure who's going to give you more money, it's a Zvina Kharifa, so Mamela, that by know that I have that ability, I am a shoyel. This is a Zvina Durami Alape. I bought a chayfet, I paid full price for a good chayfet, it ended up there was a mum. So ended up, like just Derek Much, I paid $100 for a good chayvitz, it ended up with a mum, it's only worth $50. So besides that I have a damaged item, which is Enlechaz Vina Rami Alape Golden Mizer, I also, in order to profit, have to get someone foolish enough to pay over $100 for a $50 chayvitz. Guy has to be totally crazy. I mean, I'll be even it's I know. What is going on here? Like, there's no chance that there's Enlechaz Vina Rami Alape Golden Mizer. And Allah is Vina Rami Alape, like, Kamer Rishainim, Yoni Hashem Mechinim. Now, in the Ritvon, okay, even if you all like the Miri, Zvina Rami Alape, also is Hashem Mezaka. That's only because I went into the deal, okay, clearly I'm not Savak. I wanted a Zvina Rami Alape. But here, I never intended to buy this Chavitz. I wanted to buy a good Chavitz. I was stuck with the Zvina Rami Alape. And to say that I'm going to find somebody who's going to pay more than a regular valued chayfetz for a damaged chayfetz is totally unheard of. It makes no sense. Sorry? Even the merchakim, but the guy has to pay not stam for a damaged item. He has to pay more than a good item here.
But it was always worth much more there than it is here. That's why I brought it.
But he has to pay more to the extent.
It's not such a thing.
Yeah, it's still all right. Fine.
The baragola saying like you see the second floor. The baragola at the end of the.
Could be. All right. Anyway, so getting back there. So basically, you have. By the way, this kash is the ulum mishpat and sifyat ches rebbe makes this problem on the nesivus lachari that lachari says zvinu drama alape. There's no shame mitzachi here. So at the end of the day, you have three svaras. You have the svar that showing him that it's because tafas le'azuzi, which is really the echo, and then the nesivus is mamzi two new svaras. The mice is many nafkaminis between the svaras, and it's very negel halacha, specifically maybe the case that I told you, but you'll see a number of nafkaminis. First nafkaminis, can you do the Machan Ephraim? The Machan Ephraim says that if the whole svar is because your tofes la'azuzi, so to merit, you must have given zuzi already. Let's say if you bought an item on credit, you're not going to be a shay mesacha. Can't be a shay mesacha. Because if the whole story is your tafas le'azuzi, you didn't do that yet. You didn't give him zuzi, so you don't need the security. You're not going to be a shoy mezaka. Leitin zivis is irrelevant. You're going to be a shoy mezaka no matter what. Another nekuda, I can't say it's enough communicus in the mufushim mechaba fakert, but bishloy the halach in sifkaval was if I was medir the moicha, I now go down to a shoy mechina. So bishloim, if the svar is tofes le'azuzi, so it's very good. As madir the moicha, I no longer want to be tofes le'azuzi. Give me back my money. Take back your chayfetz. Gazintai, you could have it. Give me back my money. I don't need the chayfetz. I don't need the protection. So then I lower myself back to shay mechinim because I gave up my tofes le'azuzi. I don't want it. Now, Shank, if you learn like the nesivis, that the svar is because maybe I could find somebody. I could find somebody who's willing to pay more. I could be Mekadosh Anisha. Who cares? I was Medir the Maika. Still, maybe I could find somebody who's willing to pay more. I'm asking you, but in Lomdis, if the reason why I'm a Shay Mesach is because maybe I could find somebody, even when I'm Medir the Maika, if a guy comes knocks on my door. So let me ask you, Shaila. Every lokeach who finds a mum and notifies the seller to mekach toys, and a day later has charota, could he have charota or not? Ma'adin. Ramban says you cannot have charota. And what did Rav Rishayim say? Rav Rishayim say you could have charota. Rav Rishonim hold that when you have an item, you want to know which Rishonim, yeah. I will give you a whole list of Rishonim. If you want, you look at the Balamar, the Ravid, the Meirim Baba Basra, the Radvon Baba Mitzia. Rav Rishonim, four Rishonim hold that by a Mekach, even after you attain a Mekach Toyis, you could have Charot and change your mind and you want to be Mekayim the Mekach. Sorry? Dafnunum and Beis. Look up the Radvon Baba Mitzia and Beis. Okay, look at the Ritva. You could be. Oh, but if you look at the Ritva, you'll see that it doesn't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
You think Ritva said that?
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, Ritva does not say that. Not like the Nakhdasi. Nakhdasi was going connected to Rishonim and not to Tratan the Ritva. All right, fine. Okay, so Lamai says Roiv Rishonim hold that you could still tie a Mekach Tois. So if you learned like the Nesivas that the whole reason why is because I could find somebody, the same why someone might knock on my door before I made the telephone call, right after the telephone call I could have that same knock on my door, the guy is crazy enough, he's willing to pay $1,000 for this item. So if I should be a Shoyim Asaka, what's the chilek if I was Medea or not Medea? Why? Okay, well, fine. So at least, I feel if the Chashav Olam would like to be Machriya Bein Ahorim and hold the Paschal like the Rabban, I have no problem. But what are you going to do with all the Rishonim? Right? Rishonim hold like that. You have to still reckon with them. So like those Rishonim, what could be a child? I mean, they'll hold that there's no chil between Medea and not. Okay, very nice.
What's
on Medea? Even Medea is still going to be a Shoyman, right? You're still going to be a Shoyman Chinam, that's for sure. The Rishonim, that's what Mokai said, even after Medea is still a Shoyman Chinam.
You can't sell it anymore.
But that case, we took a cave, we took the bachshol to the bathroom. Good. That was the second small thing. Good. The halacha over there is as soon as you're my dear, that you're not watching it anymore, you can't sell it here. That's why you're HMSO. That could be over there, but I'm saying over here, if the whole, that's because I don't have the rech to sell it. Here, because I can't sell your item. Very nice. You don't give me rishus anymore, because the deal is over. Here, betim, the item is still yours, because the mekach toys is not chal. Because the mekach toys is not chal, it's really your item still. If I want to know who could get, who, if a third party uses the chavitz, he's a shoshal midas from whom? From the buyer or the seller? Till the buyer gives back the item, if you hold like the Rishonim that it could still have charot, that means the mekach toys was not chal, so it's still it's kinyan kaspay over the lekach, so it still belongs to him. If he would like to keep it, he can keep it.
You can't make me a shem in bal kochi. I don't want this. I'm trying to give it back to him. Take back to him.
So you have to say, that to the extent he was already Medea the seller, it's not Mistavra that he wants to sell it. I want to know, did you ever hear somebody chapping a type? I want to know, so you get a knock on the door all of a sudden for $1,000 more for the chavitz. Do you think he'll say, oh, I already told the seller I'm giving it back? Or he'll call up the Rav, can I keep the item? Can I make a profit right now? Come on, you know business, right? So I want to, can I keep the item?
I'm being Medea, I want to give back the chavitz. I'd rather have him money. I don't want this Hanoah. You can't tell me, oh, I'm getting a I'm saying I don't want that.
You never said you don't want that. No, Pshat is because you didn't find that coin yet. You didn't find that because you didn't find that. The second you find the coin, that you're going to get a call to the rabbi's house. Oh, can I keep the item?
Of course, but the question
who do you pass like the Ramban or the Rav Rishonim? Sorry.
Now that I'm a Medea,
that chance. That's.
I don't want that chance.
I was Medea, I don't want.
All right, fine. Fine. Okay. All right, fine. Like I said, the Nesiv is not arguing the Mechabes. Obviously, you have to say something like that, but I'm just showing you how difficult it is. It's much better if you hold like the other pshat. Fine. Sorry? It is. It's something that's yours, but you have a din shayma because to the extent you're going to be a mavata, l'mechir, l'mafreya, then ena chanami, l'mafreya, you are a shayma. Once you have a bit of mekach, avada to my freya, that's for sure. Once you have a bit of mekach, then it belongs to the seller and skinny kaspel of the seller. But I want to right now, if you are. You don't have to. You can change your mind. You can keep it yourself unilaterally. You don't need to sell this permission. All right. Now, the other wanted to know what he do with the goyin. The goyin had a kasha that in the Ramon, Sif Yud Ches is Mavur, that the Lokech is only Hashem Mechinim. And the goyin asked from Sif Chavalov that Sif Chavalov state Fakech. Could be it's a toy safe in the goyin. He really means to ask from Sif Chav Beis. Let's see, there's a new Shulchan Aruch. Did they do anything? Ein Sif Chavalov, I have. Yeah, Sif Chavalov, very nice. Sticks it in. Okay, fine. So if he's sticking in, I can stick in a base instead of an Aleph. L'chayim means Sif Chav Beis. But if he meant Sif Chavalov, l'chayim means this Diyek, that says, Vafilo Ovid on Nignav Akre Shaydiyoy, Vaisayif Koydim Shaydiyoy, Yerushay Mesacha. And over here, it was Koydim Shaydiyoy, l'chayim, it's a Y Yerushay Mechinim. As I fract the Goyin. So l'chayim, it's a Torah Chin. Now, The Ramah doesn't argue Sivcha Valabukha Vez, the last I checked. So Vaisa, he was also Moida that it's a Shem Mesacha. Shal is what to do with the Ramah over here. So I would like to be Mamsi a Poshad Asvara, a Poshad Achilak. And that is, that again, what is the Svara? The Svara is that you're toughest layazuzing. You have my money. I want to be secured on my money. So I'm holding on to the Chavitz till you give me back my money. So Bishloima, if I know about the Mum already, I entertained the Mecca Tois already, so I'm scared about my money. I'm holding on to the Chavitz to have a security against my money. So I have Hanoa. Yes, I'm having pleasure. I'm having Hanoa. I'm tough as Le'azuzi, so I'm going to be a Shem Mesacha. But Kozman, I didn't know about the Mum yet, and I think the deal is a good deal. I am not scared about my money. I don't think there's a Mecca Tois. I am Zichin Atof as Le'azuzi, because I don't need the Chavitz. The Chavitz is mine, the money is yours. Shalom, it's no problem here. I don't need the Tafas Azuzay. So until I know about the Mum, you don't have the Svara of Tafas Azuzay. I won't be a Shai Mesacha. The Sif Yud Ches is clearly talking about before he knew about the Mum. That's the case. Gave it to the Bakr Faker. He's Shuldik. He should have checked. He didn't check. He didn't know about it. Bechai Gamna, you're only Shem Bechini and not Tafas Azuzay yet. But Shekein Sif Chavalim Chav Beza talking about where you already knew about the Mum. There you're already a Shai Mesacha because of Tafas Azuzay. And who says this? Lani Zayt in the Mechabe says it. Look at the Mechabe. The Mechabe says, Alakech Mekach. You won't be b'shus lakech. It's only if it was oved onignav after you found out about the mum, that's when it's going to be that you are a shem mesacha. Beforehand, you're not going to be a shem mesacha. The mechaba. The milsonokat, he should have then just left out the word. He should have said, what's the achakak? What's the gosh of achakak? Vaisoy said, before he found out about the mum, you don't have the Svara Tafas Le'azuzi, Mamele, you're only going to be a Shoy Mechinim. Now, there is a rive in Abba Metzim, Membez, and Shoy Nenkot, Mashu, not like that. But if you look at the rive, because the rive Tzvara is that even every Mekach, you already entertain that there's a Mekach Tzvara even before you find out about the mum. But in Amal, you could say that the Mechab and Ramo went, that it's only once you found out about the Mum, you have the Surah Tafas Le'Azuzay, then it will be a Shem Mesacha, before and not. So Kum Tois is really three Gedorim. Before you find out about the Mum, you're Shem Mechina. Once you find out about the Mum before you're Mediyah, then you're Shem Mesacha. Once you're Mediyah, you're back down to Shem Mechina. Comes out of Big Nafkamina, in our case of this car, when you, what point, or was, did he know about the Mum? Didn't he know about the Mum? Was he Mediyah? Wasn't he Mediyah? Now this is very good if the Sora is tough as Le'azuzi. If the Sora would be like the Nesivis, that he has Hanor, that he could be Marvi, to be Kavlish and Nisho, if he finds a buyer, L'chay, there shouldn't be any Nafkamina, and even before he finds out about the Mum, he should be Nizabu Shem Mesacha, as after he finds out about the Mum. Both times, he has the ability to profit, he has a chance to be Kavlish and Nisho, either way, he should be a Shem Mesacha. So it comes out another nafkamina between the Rishonim Pshat and the Nesivis Pshat.
It's not a
Shemiz, then it's not a Shiz. It's Mamashiz, even though even he'll never be Mavata and Mecca altogether. And a Kanai, but he had that Anor, he's in a position that he chances to profit, but he Anor, he should be Eshem
Mesacha. Coming out of Makuli Amal Alochi Eshem Mesacha? After the other Mammal?
I'm coming out that the Mechaba Paskins without a Chaylik, that once you know about the Mum, Ovid and Nignam, Harei B'shus HaLekech, no one argues on the page. Yes, it means the Mechaba Ramah, no one argues, and that's the Halacha. You want to know it's Machlekes Rishonim? Definitely. You want to know, but we have Achrov, the Mechaba and Ramah. Not all. If you look at the Rishonim, not all. If you want, I'll go home, I'll give you the tally. There's Maiminim and Mas Me'ilim. The Me'iri says, Lahed, even a Shem Mechinim. The Me'iri is clearly that by Baka, Yechayiv, even a Shem Mechinim. There's Maiminim and Mas Me'ilim. Correct. Only make Tisha Mechina. Correct. But he still holds the sword, not like the Nesivis. And if you want to say the Ritzvah is not going like this, the Ritzvah is not going like the Nesivis either. So you can't bring a right from the Ritzvah. It holds the only Hashem Mechina. Ritzvah holds the only Hashem Mechina. See, it's not like the Nesivis. I'm trying to understand the halacha that we pass the Hashem Mesacha. Why? Either have the Rishonim Svara, Tafas Le'Azuzi, is Yad Ramam, Babasa says the Svara, Ravid, you have Rishonim, Machan Ephraim, or you have the Svara of the Nesivis. It'd be a Nafkamina, it's a Nafkamina. Alright, let me take it to another. The Goyin says with Tzorachin. So you have to be mine. So that's what we're doing. Sorry? Right, so therefore what?
Where are you now?
That's the tomb. Good. Okay. Yeah, that's tomb. Good. Mask him. Good. If I'm saying on the page, Machaber Amor. Good. Good. Mask him. Good. I'll take that. Good. All right.
Why, like Yad Amadime, after Hodiyu, you're not Tavaz Lezuz anymore?
So why won't you Medea not Tavaz Lezuz? Is it Halach is by Umnan in these cases? Because when you Medea the person, that's what I'm going to go into right now, also in Medea Nafkamina. If you Medea the person, Toil Eshocha Vahava Mois, take back your chayfetz and give me my money, that's indicative that I don't need to hold on to the chayfetz as security. Because I'm telling you, you can take back the chayfetz and give me back my money.
But that's
a gemara. The gemara says, if you say that, even when you would have the sort of tafas la'azuzah, you're no longer tafas la'azuzah, because that shows that you didn't say, have a mois for tol ha'shokah. You said, tol ha'shokah, have a mois, so Mamela is showing that you don't need the chayfetz, so Mamela you're only a shemekhina. That's what's going to come out on major chilek. That's what I want to bring out right now. The Gemara Baba Metzia says the halacha that if you're a shoyel and you're returning the item on the way back, if something happens to the she'ela, the dava shoyel, the shoyel is responsible. That's if it's teich zman she'ela. If it's la'achi mei she'ela so, then the halacha is that you're pot. That's the Gemara. The halacha is by omen, if you say tolo shacha v'hava mois, you're shay mechinim. But if you say later, toil eshocha, take back the chavitz, v'hava mois, and then give me the money. So you see, I don't care to hold on to the chavitz. Have a shayna mechinim. So the Gemara, hagmartiv. If I just notified you it's finished, stam, gemartiv, I finished. I didn't say anything about money, anything about picking up. Just a letter in the mail. It's finished. It's ready to be picked up. It's ready. Gemartiv, the halach is, you're shay mechinim. In fact, the Gemara says, how could you tell me? So, Nakamar, Toyla Shokov Avamois is a Shema Chinim. Her Gemarative is a Shema Sacha. Frek the Gemara, how could you tell me Lachim Meshe Losa? Is Pata Lachar, you should be a Shema Sacha just like Gemarative, whatever you should be. You see that the Dinim Akayim, even Lachim Meha Sheila, or even Lachim Meha Umnis, you see that you still carry on your Din of a Shema Sacha, even though you said Gemarative. The Gemara has a neitzah to get out of it. Frek the Rishonim, Allah Rishonim jump. What's the tushtal? By Gemarativ, I'm still holding on to the chayfids as a security for my money. So I'm still tough as they azuzi. That's why I'm a shem esacha. But by she'ela, we don't have that svara. I'm not holding on for any money. With she'ela, it was free. So that's why you only your pata. What's the Gemara's tushtal? Over there, the reason why you're shem esacha by Gemarativ is because the same reason why you're shem esacha till now you were tough as they azuzi, you're still tough as they azuzi. By shoyel, the shayla is finished. Avadi no longer shoyel. What does the Gemara want? Machlok is showing him what the territory is. In number two, it's a Mavashiyah with item two. Many of the Rishonim say that the Gemara is not going with the svar of Tofetz Le'azuzi. It's going that the din of Uman is Kaseich, and that's why Yeshay Masacha. But Enechanami, if you would be going like the svar of Tofetz Le'azuzi, Enechanami won't be at Tzushtel, because Gemara Tevavad is still Tofetz Le'azuzi. The Taisis Harosh, and you look at Michas Hedvah, it's mentioned like that too, says a different svar. They say that the only time you have the svar that you're Tofetz Le'azuzi, if you say, have a mois v'tor l'shocha. Give me money and then I'll return you the chavitz. But if I just say stam gemarativ, that alone, if I don't insist I want my money back first, that alone is a raya that I don't need the chavitz for the money. I'm a male, I'm no longer tafas ayazuzi, and that's why I'm a shem, I should have been a shem echinim. And nevertheless, you see, I'm still a shem esacha because the din carries on. My male is gemarai, yes, a good kasha, so the shayla should carry on as well. What I'm just bringing out from the machlokes rishonim is when you say a parvalosh and gemarativ, does that still indicate that you're tofes le'azuzi, or faker is an indication that you're no longer tofes le'azuzi. B'negeh l'nidoneinu, it should come out that if you buy a chayfetz and you medea that it's a mekach toyes, it would be negeh, what was the haidah that you told the seller? If you told the seller gemartiv, so to speak, if you told the seller it's a mekach toyes, More not. He didn't say when to give back the money, when to give back the money. I just want it over. To Mecca Tais, I had enough. It should be a machlekes rishonim l'chayro if you still carry on the din of Shemesaka, because that Haidah Stam is not enough to take it out of your din of Tafas Ayazuzi. If the reason why Shemesaka is Tafas Ayazuzi, a Haidah Stam would not make it. Loitzam rishonim. You would have to say lahedya toil eshocha v'hava mois. And if you look at the Raivet, the Shabbos Franco has a Raivet over here on the Rambam, the Lashon of the Raivet attack is that, where he says, HaReza B'shus L'Keach Ad, he was talking about Medea, what should you be Medea? Ad Sheyoyim Alei Toil Eshocha V'Hava Mois. Until you notify, what notifying we're talking about? The notification of Toil Eshocha V'Hava Mois. But a regular Hedah, or Kosher Kain, if I'll say, have a mois for Toil Eshocha that I indicate I still want to hold on to the chayv until I get the money. So I'm showing you I'm still Tafas Ayazuzi, I would still be a Shai Mesacha. Mashenka, if you learn like the Nesivis Tapasvara, that once a Medea, somehow the Elam understands that once a Medea, I'm no longer interested in profiting and interested in being Kaddish Anisha, so it should be irrelevant what type of Hidah I do. As long as I say it's a Mekaktoy, it's Gemarativ, or even if I take the extreme, I say Lahedya. Have a mois for Toil Eshocha. I refuse to give it back to you until you give me back my money. But the Nesivis holds that's not good enough to make a Tafas Ayagre, so I should be a Shai Mechinim like the Nesivis, because I'm showing you that I don't want the Chavis anymore. But Shenkin like the other Shenkin, that's clear. If I'll make such a Haidah, have a mois for Toil Eshocha, I'm not giving up the item until you give me the money. I want to hold it on to security. Avada, I'll still remain a Shai Mesacha. So that's a Chiddush Din La'alocha, that the Haidah that you're going to need has to be a Toil Eshocha v'Hava Mois, or maybe like somebody trying to stam. But if I'll make the wrong order, I'll tell you, have a mois for Toil Eshocha, I'll remain a Shai Mesacha. It's a Chiddush Din La'alocha. Nageid L'nida Neinu, back to the car case, if the guy bought a car and he gave it to the mechanic notices a mum, and then it was stolen that night, well, did the mechanic notify the buyer yet that there was a mum? If the mechanic didn't get around to notify the buyer, so it's Kodem Shenimsa Mum, and Lidvarenu, like the Ramon, Sifyut Kes, he would only be a Shai Mechinam, and he would not be responsible. If the mechanic already notified the buyer, and the buyer did not yet notify the seller, then Taki is a Shai Mesacha, like the Mechaba. And if the buyer was notified, and he already notified the seller that it's a Mechatois, namely, Toile Shokav Ava Mois, that I no longer want to be Tafas Le'azuzi, then he'll be back to Shem Achinim and he won't be responsible. So it's a major, means what you see on the page is a lot more there, could be a lot more Hagdoris what's going to be necessary, like the Svar of the Rishonim. And then of course you have the Machan Ephraim, that he had he not yet paid, the Mechlal you don't have the Svar of Tafas Le'azuzi.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.